implemented our 2020 views and how that may have been done. But I may have missed this point, so if I have, I apologize. I have a follow-up question, as one of my colleagues this afternoon has raised points on anti-corruption measures. We know that in 2022, after our list of issues was developed, that the Icelandic police commenced investigations against four journalists who reported on corruption allegations against the large Icelandic fishing company, Samherji. The company tried to discredit the journalists after they reported that the company allegedly bribed officials to obtain profitable trawling rights in Namibia. These journalists were subsequently labeled official suspects in a breach of privacy case, and this sparked controversy or concern from press freedom groups that the investigation may be used to suppress investigative journalism. And to my mind, this raises a couple of more far-reaching questions, and I'd like to seek your information on the following points. What measures are in place in Iceland to ensure that investigations into journalists' work do not create a chilling effect on journalism, violating their freedom of expression? And what specific steps are being taken by the state party to guarantee free and independent media, particularly to protect journalists from harassment, from intimidation, and from reprisals? That would be my follow-up question.
Muchas gracias, señora Grant, por la puntualización que ha realizado. Seguidamente escucharemos al siguiente orador. Señora Aljaiba, tiene la palabra, por favor.
Merci, madame la présidente. Je voudrais tout d'abord remercier les honorables membres.